The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. It is such a beautiful Saturday morning. The sky is blue. The clouds are white. It's a happy, happy day in Northeast Florida.
I think you had a triple.
Not yet. I'm working on it.
Triple coffee today?
Well, I did stop at Starbucks. So what happened was, I've been in New York. My nephew graduated from high school, and I, you know, flew up there for that. So I got back yesterday, and then, you know, sort of mid-evening, and then I started working. So then I was working till midnight-ish. And so, you know, I'm a little short on some sleep.
You flew back? Sounds like you're still flying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I only had time for one cup of coffee, so I stopped at Starbucks. I did, and got some Java Joe.
Java Joe?
Java Joe.
Yeah, you got a big cup there.
It's pretty big.
What's that about?
I have a full day today. You know what I'm doing?
I do know what you're doing. Tell everybody what you're doing after Real
I'm doing
Estate
this show,
Radio Show.
Then I'm doing an open house.
You're doing two open houses today.
No, I'm doing one.
No, you're
one.
Just doing one.
You're doing
I'm doing two.
I'm doing one. And then I'm doing Bill Hay's show as a guest host.
I'm speaking plainly
He's
with
speaking
Bill
plainly,
Hay.
Yes.
That's right.
You yes. got. So I'll be back on the air later tonight, so that'll go till 9. So yeah,
6 to 9.
Yeah, you can see why I need a little Java Joe.
Well, you're just so popular.
I'm just so happy.
Going
That's
from,
the thing.
From real
when people
estate
are
radio,
happy, it's sort of contagious. People want to hang out with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to hang out with you. So, but I'm
and
not.
You do.
I'm not hanging out with you at your open houses because
no?
I'm doing mine.
Yeah.
And then you're going on Bill Hay.
Yes, and you don't hang out there either. So it's all good.
It's all good.
Yes.
Well, you're hanging out right here with me on Real Estate Radio for the last six and a half years.
Yes, let me add one more thing.
What?
We were talking about open houses.
Yeah.
And I do want to say that Watson Realty is having their monthly open house. So we're kicking off summer. So this is the summer kickoff, summer open houses. So not only are we holding open a lot of listings this weekend, Watson Realty is also. So look for the ad, go out, see the houses. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Hey, be sure to come to ours, though, and meet us.
Absolutely. We got some great different types of open houses this weekend.
So what does that mean?
Well,
when you say a different type of open house, I don't think that's what you mean. I think we have different types of homes listed throughout multiple counties.
Well, thank you for clarifying that for me.
Yes.
Okay.
Because otherwise I'm thinking you have a virtual open house and a real open house.
No, I mean one in Fernandina.
You know, words mean things. You got to be correct.
I mean, we got Fernandina, we got Mandarin, we got a pool house, we got big house, we got smaller houses, we got one in Neptune Beach. We got them all over the place, all different
yes.
price ranges.
Yes.
Got one in Palencia. Just all over the place.
True.
Hey, I need to give a shout out.
To whom?
You know who's listening this morning?
I do not.
New listener, Lydia.
Ah, good morning, Lydia.
I had the great pleasure of talking to Lydia yesterday.
Okay.
And she is a for sale by owner.
Okay.
And had her home on the market for about a year. And it is a beautiful house.
Why was it on for a year?
Well, because it didn't sell.
Ouch.
And she keeps her
Not
house
in this market. We're
absolutely
in a seller's market.
Gorgeous. She only had about 10 showings in a year.
Ooh, that's not good enough. She needs the marketing of the Walker Vergalis team.
She does.
She
and,
does.
You know, so many people that have their house listed as for sale by owner, they got these beautiful houses. They might have them priced right, but it just doesn't get out there to the right number of people
Absolutely.
To see it. And that
Absolutely.
May be her situation.
Yep.
Because the pictures that she had happened to be very nice, which is actually very unusual for a for sale by owner. A lot of times they might take pictures with their cell phone camera. But I think she did the right thing by getting them professionally taken, or at least
sure.
they look that way.
Well, that's
beautiful.
A first step, absolutely.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful home. And she tells me that she keeps it that way every day.
That's a lot of work.
Just in case.
That's
yeah.
a lot of work.
Just in case the right buyer comes along.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Beautiful home, beautiful lot, gorgeous. And it just needs to be marketed the way that you and I do it.
We do. And it begins right here on Real Estate Radio.
Well, it doesn't begin here, but well, it certainly occurs every Saturday
yes.
that way.
Well, I'm talking about our unique marketing that other people don't have. We
yeah.
talk about our customers' homes right here on the radio show.
And we've got a special going through June. Should we tell people?
We do.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And Lydia is listening this morning, so if she takes advantage of this, she'll have an extra thing.
Absolutely.
And that is, if you get your home inspected with Home Pro and fix all the things that need to be fixed, if there is anything, then at closing, we will pay for that home inspection. Pretty good. And then we can market the home as pre-inspected, which is almost like getting like a pre-inspected car, like buying it from a dealer and have it pre-certified. So
yes.
that's pretty good. And by the way, if you're a buyer and not a seller, then and if you get your home inspected with our guys at Home Pro, then you can offer, we're going to do a extended warranty for you. Not extended warranty. We'll buy a warranty for you. And most warranties are 12 months. But if you do it with Home Pro, it automatically becomes 18 months. And your roof is warranted for 5 years.
That's right.
What a deal.
That's right. That is a good deal.
So we will pay for that warranty for the new buyer. So what a great thing.
Can I just add something to?
What?
About for sale by owners?
Yeah.
I was just thinking about this, Howard. It's incredibly tempting always to save the commission and, you know, sell your home for sale by owner because you think you're saving the commission, right? So that's the goal. But the problem is I'm often told by people who attempt for sale by owners and they're not successful that they never really got feedback from the buyer. And you know why? Because people don't want to hurt your feelings. But if you have a realtor, they're going to tell your realtor what's wrong with your house. But they don't want to tell a seller directly because, you know, we're just more gentle people than that in the world. And so we have difficulty telling people negative things. That's one thing. The other thing is sometimes when a realtor calls and says, hey, I have a buyer, I'd like to bring them by, they're really just trying to get in the door. And that buyer could be their wife or their, you know what I mean, their spouse, their cousin, their friend. They're not really a buyer. They're just trying to get in the door to meet the for sale by owner, which is quite unfortunate because it wastes everybody's time. But, you know, those are some of the things that happen.
Well, the interesting thing also is that the average price, and this is national statistics, is that the average price of a home sold with a realtor is higher than the average price sold for a for sale by owner.
Oh, that reminds me. Remember when the guy that was on, he started the website for sale by owner?
Yeah.
.com. He lived in New York. And he had a property there that he had listed at just under $1 million, thinking that was his best price point. He was saving the commission. You know, it made sense for him. But he never got his home sold. And then he listed with a real estate agent, and he was able to list at like $1.4 million, or I don't remember the exact numbers now. It's been a couple of years. But I got such a chuckle out of that because I thought, here's the president of a company, of a website, you know, using technology, thinking it's his best strategy. And in fact, his best strategy was using a professional, having it priced properly so people who were in that market would find him. And, you know, and the house sold immediately, like the first day or third day or something.
Yeah, and we're great negotiators. Gosh, we can get a better price.
Yes.
That's the important thing.
Most people don't negotiate for a living in their jobs. We do.
We do. Hey, we got so much more to talk about, including a scam.
Yes.
And it's a really an interesting scam. You got to hear the results of it. So stay with us after the break. We're going to start with that right away. We're also going to answer your questions. We have a landlord-tenant tip, and we're going to answer the age-old question, why are prices rising on real estate? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Christine Kennedy, and in my 20 years as a loan officer, I've helped over 1,000 families finance their home right here in Northeast Florida. To get your fast, free, and easy pre-qualification today, you can visit my website, applywithchristine.com. That's Christine with a K, or you can call me directly at 904-514-6969. That's 904-514-6969. At Watson Mortgage Corp, we help deliver the keys.
NMLS ID 140780. Florida Mortgage Lender License, MLD 716, an equal housing lender.
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
It's not the fire in the fireplace that damages your chimney. It's the moisture. That's why the Chimney Safety Institute of America recommends an annual cleaning and inspection of your fireplace, regardless of how often you use it. The technicians at Chimney Champions clean the chimney, then use the ChimScan video system to do a complete inspection of your chimney to ensure your home is safe. You can trust Chimney Champions to clean and inspect your chimney. Howard and I do. Call 268-7200 or visit ChimneyChampions.com.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment is brought to you by Watson Mortgage Corp. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. We are busy laughing here in the studio because there's a contest that Howard has, and the answers to it are just absurd. So I was really laughing out loud. So do the contest, Howard.
I am going to do the contest. I want to remind everybody first that this is a call-in show.
Yeah, so let's give the number.
Your problem-solving realtors.
Which is 904-222-8255.
All right, so here's the contest. There was a recent survey of over 1,000 homeowners.
Yes.
And the question was this. What is the top complaint that you have about your neighbor?
Aha.
So think about that. Now, everyone has neighbors, right? Unless you're out on a farm someplace.
In the boonies, yeah.
So what's the top complaint that you have about your neighbor? Call in, tell us what it is, and we'll find out whether it's one of the top 10.
Interesting.
And if you guess the top one, then you will be the winner, and you'll get one of our tracking devices. So you can keep track and find your keys or find your phone or
find
your car.
And if you don't want that, you can have a Publix gift card.
Really? You're going to buy them that?
You are.
Oh, okay. All right, so call in at 222-8255. This
Come
is
on,
a
you got to say area code 904. You know people are listening up and down the coast.
That's
it's
right.
It's an exciting time in real estate, and people want to know what's going on.
Yeah. You know, that reminds me, too, because we get a lot of buyers. If you are selling your home, you know, we advertise, of course, on the multiple listing service like every realtor does. But one of the great things about here on Real Estate Radio is we talk about your home in the fourth quarter of the show. And some people, we have a lot of people that listen all over the East Coast. They come to visit. We get calls after the show saying, hey, I'm coming down in 2 weeks. Can I see that house that you talked about? Of course, just give us a call and we'll show you the house when you come to visit.
Absolutely.
We have a closing that's coming up on
this week
on Friday, and the buyers are actually from Dayton, Ohio.
No.
Yes.
They're from Connecticut.
No.
Yes, we already closed
Dayton, Ohio.
Dayton, Ohio.
Was last week. That's right. You love to correct me.
Man, I have to correct him all the time here.
Well, you know, you just made
What's
an
up in, with that?
You just made a great point. The
you
last
have,
two buyers, the one from last
yes.
week and the one from this week,
are
both from out of town.
Absolutely.
You know, it's the
People
power
are moving
of radio.
To Florida.
That's right.
Yes, the power of radio is very important.
So Dayton, Ohio, and Connecticut.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
It's exciting.
Good point. All right, so call us with your guess. What's the most annoying thing about one of your current or past neighbors?
I know what mine is.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, your neighbors
I'm
are
not
pretty
guessing.
Quiet.
You don't know what my neighbors are doing.
Well, that's true. I don't know what your neighbors are doing. Okay,
anyway,
how were the numbers for this past
this
week, Angela?
This past week, for homes and condominiums, 746 offers got accepted. That's up 9% from the previous week. And 808 new homes came on the market. Now, that's about the same as it was last week. But you know what? That's a strong number.
Anything over 800?
Anything over 800, we're good. 174, the 808. Well, they're already under contract, and 41 of them went under contract on the very first day.
Over 20% got
yeah.
sold the first week.
Isn't that crazy?
It really is.
Yeah. We keep giving numbers like that. Like we always say, oh, it's an average of 12%. But in this time of year, it seems to be a little bit higher, right? 20%, 25% a couple weeks ago. Anyway, 597 of you actually closed on a home for yourself, and we say... Congratulations.
Yeah.
And that number was up 20% from the previous week.
Well, you know, it's June. That's when June and July, most homes, more
yeah,
homes
most
are sold.
Of them actually close in that time frame, right? Because school's out and teachers are done teaching and, you know, some things that are kind of cyclical kind of come to an end. And so it's a great time to close on that sale.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
How about interest rates? What do they do?
Well, let's see. You ready for this? The 30-year rate fell 0.05 of a point to 4.57%. The 15-year rate fell 0.03 of a point to 4%. And the VA and the FHA 30-year rate lags the other rates, as always. So it rose 0.04 of a point to 4.42%. And the 5-year adjustable rate mortgage, tell you, it's still a great deal if you're only going to be in your home 5 years or less. It remains unchanged at 3.83%. Last year, it was 3.14. So it's gone up, but still a great way to get financing if you know you're coming for a short period of time. And that's a lot of our Navy people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about that? All right.
It's exciting.
Angela, I have a serious question for you.
You do?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I heard you want to kill something in your house.
That is like a big secret. What are you doing talking about
I hear
that?
Most people want to kill something in their house.
Uh-huh. What do I want to kill?
Yeah. Well, this is about masking odors in your house. And not necessarily...
What are you saying? I have a stinky house? What
well,
are you saying?
No, I'm not saying you.
Uh-huh.
The you is a collective you.
Uh-huh.
As in, people want to kill some things in their house.
Maybe Howard if he comes to visit at
and
this
how
point.
To mask. So we want to talk about how to mask or kill odors in their home.
Yes. You want to start with smoke?
Okay, smoke. So here's what you do. You wash all the hanging fabrics, your towels, your drapes, your curtains, And then you can steam the carpets, wipe down every light bulb. You know, actually,
that's really interesting, isn't it? People don't think about that one.
Yeah. Wipe down every light bulb, every surface. You can paint the walls, and you can spray Febreze on your furniture, because nothing turns away a buyer more than walking into a house where people have smoked in it. And we show buyers homes, and when they walk into a house that has smoke in it, they usually
walk right out.
Walk away. They do not walk any further than the front door.
Yes.
Unless they're a smoker.
Another little trick that certainly helps with smoke is to take the charcoal, briquette? Charcoal briquettes.
Okay.
And then you put them on like an aluminum pie pan and leave them in the home. And it will sort of absorb the smoke odor. I mean, when we go into homes that smell really bad, we do recommend that on top of all this other stuff. Put one in each room to absorb that odor.
How about mold?
Mold is yucky.
Yeah.
It is yucky. I was in a condominium recently, last week, I think, and it just had this really pungent odor. And I was like,
yeah,
the house looks newly clean.
I went with you because we were previewing a condo on the beach.
Yes. And what was it? It looked clean. You could tell the floors were just done. The walls were painted, right? At first I thought, is that paint? But that was not the odor. It was bad.
Yeah, and same thing, charcoal.
For mold.
For mold.
You got
to clean the area or object and then put some activated charcoal, which is different than charcoal for your grill.
Oh.
Put it around various inconspicuous places, like in cabinets or above cabinets. And that's available, by the way. Activated charcoal is available at pet stores.
And why would that be? Because they need it for pet odor.
Because pets pee.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Okay,
yes,
how about rotting garbage? Well, the first thing, of course, is get rid of the garbage. But some owners could be coming from the dishwasher because the big pieces don't always go down the drain in the dishwasher. So boil some herbs and some citrus in the microwave and then put the water in the dishwasher and then put it through the cleaning cycle. And then put some citrus down the disposal along with baking soda and vinegar.
Yes. And remember that, you know, most of the newer dishwashers today, they don't have the, a mask something. Most dishwashers don't take food in them.
They'll have a macerator.
A macerator. Thank you. I knew you knew the word.
Okay.
A macerator.
Now I have a confession to make.
You have a confession?
When
Ooh, is it good?
When
Should I call
I
the news?
When I was young, I, like most teenagers, wore tennis shoes. And my feet, they sweat.
Oh, yeah.
So I had stinky clothes and stinky sneakers. So the kids' room, my kids' room, and I shared it with my brother, our room stunk. I got to admit it. And some of the rooms that we go into, their kids' rooms, they just stink. So wash the clothes, pick them up off the floor, because now the dirty clothes, they go on the floor and the carpet stink. So wash the clothes, the sheets, put baking soda in the sneakers, get the carpets cleaned, and Febreze works wonders. You can even get an ozone machine that you can rent, and it will help clean up the stinky room that your boys and girls.
Oh, no. Girls are clean and beautiful and sweet. They don't stink. That's just boys.
I'm going to shake you and wake you up.
That's just
girls,
boys.
I've been.
Girls
you,
don't
you
stink.
No, we have been into bedrooms where the girls were a mess.
No, but
mess.
You know who can stink? And we have to address that tactfully when we go to list homes.
Pets.
Old people.
Old people. I hope you're not referring to me.
I got
there.
People making all sorts of signs of me
all
here
right,
in the
our
studio.
Last one is pets, of course. So wash that pet bed regularly. Vinegar and water for pet urine can help on carpets, but it may require several applications. All right. So now you know how to clean up that stinky home before putting it on the market. And you may have to do it a month before it goes on the market because it took
it
a long
take a little
time,
bit of time
for the odors
right.
to get into the house. It's going to take some time for it to get
out of the house.
We still haven't had a call about What's the worst thing about neighbors? Hey, stick with us. Come back after the break. We got lots of good things to talk about. We'll be right back.
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is shining a spotlight on the struggles of Americans caused by the crimes carried out by illegal immigrants. Yesterday, he held an event at the White House with the Angel families to talk about their losses. In many cases, families have suffered both sexual assaults and murders at the hands of those who enter the country illegally. And the president used the occasion to reassure the American people his administration is committed to stopping illegal immigration. 11 natives of El Salvador accused of being part of the deadly MS-13 gang are indicted now for the slayings of two Northern Virginia teenagers thought to have been cooperating with other gangs or the police. The 11 defendants range in age from 20 to 27. They could get up to life in prison if convicted. Attorneys for former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort now want a judge to bar any mention of Manafort's connections to the president at his trial in Virginia. This is SRN News.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for a health care plan, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2.5 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings may be less or more, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. Stop wasting money on bottled water and hard water costs. Get yourself a Kinetico system, the only non-electric water-powered hybrid on the market to both soften and filter your water. Go see my friends at CGC Water, a third-generation family business for over 65 years, and your local authorized Kinetico dealer. With the Kinetico system, you can save money on water heating bills and cleaning supplies. You can spend less time cleaning soap scum, lime scale, and spots on dishes and glasses. It removes chlorine so your skin and hair feel softer, and it helps prevent laundry fading. Plus, a Kinetico system can actually lengthen the life of your appliances that use water up to 50%, and it protects your pipes from buildup. You can trust Kinetico. Get a Kinetico system today and start saving money. Call CGC Water at 904-645-6060 or visit cgcwater.com.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, June 29th at 9 p.m., enjoy Moonlight Movies at Jacksonville Beach featuring Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle at the Bandshell at Jack's Beach. Saturday, June 30th, starting at 5 p.m., it's the Orange Park Freedom Festival featuring country star Craig Morgan, fireworks, and more. And Wednesday, July 4th at 9 p.m., enjoy the 4th of July fireworks celebration at Jacksonville Beach.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Good driving around town. As for the weather, going to be a hot one this weekend. Does look like it's clouding up pretty good, but only calling for about a 10% chance of showers this afternoon. And today, mostly sunny, though, most of the day. High today, about 92. Heat index, pretty good. Heat index 110 tomorrow, so stay cool, please. It's up to 83 at AM 600, WBOB.
Let's return to Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back, and thank you for staying tuned with us while we were on a hard station break there. We are so excited to be here today at Real Estate Radio. I'm excited every day. I'm just like this generally happy person. I mean, if you came to my house, I'd just be dancing around and singing and having fun. That's what I do.
All right. Should people bring a tranquilizer when they come?
Only you old people who don't think that's fun and interesting.
No, we think it's interesting. We're just want to be safe
what
around
is the look
you.
On
it's
your
like,
face?
What are you going to do next?
What do you mean?
Seriously.
Well, that is kind of fun to make people guess what you're going to do next. I love it.
That's right. Hey, nobody's called yet with this contest. I thought this would be fun, especially when you hear some of the answers. So call and guess what is the thing that most annoys you about one of your neighbors. And if you're afraid to offend one of your neighbors because they may be listening, then call and tell about one of your previous neighbors. What did they do to annoy you? Don't be afraid to be on the radio. Call us at 904-222-8255.
Yeah, we want to hear the story.
You're going to enjoy this segment, I promise you.
With the answers.
With the answers.
Yes.
So
there's some I didn't think of, so I've obviously never had some of those neighbors.
That's right.
This is
a fun one. So call
it is a fun one.
And while that's going on, we're going to tell you, you know, people say that this is an infotainment show.
It is an infotainment show.
So we're going to give you some of that.
You want to talk about San Francisco?
San Francisco. You know, San Francisco is a place that people like to visit. Some people don't like to be there. I have been there a few times, and I enjoyed going there. I would not like to live there.
No.
You know, I'd much rather be here. Here we got a beach. You know, San Francisco is on
the
ocean. It is so cold there. The water is so cold, just like L.A.
Yeah.
L.A., you think, oh, it's got a great beach. You got to put on like a wetsuit to go in the ocean there.
Because it's cold.
So it's cold. The
but it's like
freezing.
Bath water on this side. So what you going to do?
So it's one of the most expensive places to live in the country, San Francisco.
Yes.
Now, if you're poor, you need affordable housing.
Absolutely.
So
sure.
If you're lower income, you know, you might qualify for one of the affordable housing developments being developed. Now, there's a new one that's being paid for by taxes. So get this. Nice 1, 2, and 3-bedroom units. It's a 95-unit community. Sounds good so far, right?
So far, so good.
Well, in the first 3 weeks that it became available, those 95 units got 6,850 applications.
Oh, my goodness. That's crazy.
Get in line.
For 95 units. Demand is really high.
The demand is really high. So there's either a lot of poor people or not enough affordable housing units. And that's why I'm staying right here in good old Jacksonville, Northeast Florida. I love it. And fortunately for me, I'm not one of the less fortunate lower income people. I'm not a higher income people, but I'm not a lower income person.
You're crazy.
Anyway, so stay here. You want to go to San Francisco, just visit. Take a lot of money with you because food's expensive. Hotels are expensive.
Everything's expensive. Yes.
Uber's expensive.
But fun, if you can afford it.
Hey.
Yes?
You want to know why prices are going up?
Yes, because, you know, they are going up.
Yeah, and it's not only resales, but new construction is going up.
True.
And we thought you'd want to know why.
Yes.
So tell everybody why they're going up.
Well, why don't you start with impact fees?
What is impact fee? An impact fee is when a builder or even an individual has a piece of land and they want to buy a house or build a house. Well, you have to connect to water and sewer and electric. Plus, it costs to build new roads, and it costs to build new schools. And every time there's a new home or a new homeowner going in, police have to supply, coverage for that person. New trash delivery pickup has to be done. Everything that additional citizens need. So there's a charge of multiple thousands of dollars every time a new house has to be built.
Right.
Well, in several of the counties, the impact fees are going up. They used to be like $6,000, I think. They're going up to almost $9,000. This just happened
Recently.
Very, very recently.
Yes.
So that's called an impact fee.
Yes.
Builders have to pay it when they go into a community, and therefore that fee is added to the cost of construction, which is
sure
then
it is.
Turned over to you, the buyer.
So if you think about it, Howard, like St. John's County is a great example. They have, 35,000 houses being built in the next 5 years. And that's a lot of houses coming on the market. So you can see how it would really, stretch a community, a system, of putting in the infrastructure and all that. So I can see why the impact fees went up. Makes perfect sense.
Yeah, you got to build new schools. You got to have new police, all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, new sewer connections, new water connections, all of those things. So those are called impact fees. They're also big, big labor shortages to build all of these homes. So if you only have a certain number of carpenters and a builder wants to hire a carpenter, but there's a shortage and they want to get them away from another builder, what do they have to do? They have to pay them more.
Right.
So that's going to be reflected in the cost of a home.
Yeah.
Or they want to hire them from another state. They got to bring them here. And if you got to bring them here, you got to pay them more.
Yes.
So that's why prices are going up. Also, last year there was an increase in the import of Canadian lumber. There was a 20% tariff put on Canadian pine. So that is costing the average home to be $9,000 higher priced because there's not enough lumber. Now, most lumber in the United States comes from Oregon and Washington and some from Idaho. There's not enough with all the new homes being built. So we got to get it from Canada. Well, if we import, there's a tariff. And that's causing homes to go up about $9,000. Also, there are regulatory costs. And what I mean by that is, I don't know if you noticed it or not, but if you bought a home a couple of years ago in St. John's County, there were only 6-inch exterior walls. Now, 4-inch exterior walls. You've heard of a 2x4. Now they're 2x6s.
Exactly.
Well, that's a good thing. It makes the house sturdier in case of hurricane. Now, with that exterior wall, that means thicker insulation.
Yes.
Also, cost more to build. Also, better for insulation, which means your utility costs are low. Now, also better water heaters. So if you have a water heater that you've gotten in the last couple of years, there's more insulation in it, which means that it costs more. And in fact, if it's over 60 gallons, it now requires to have a heat pump that is making it much more efficient and more expensive. Air conditioning systems have what's called a higher SEER rating, which it used to be 13, and then it's becoming 14, it's becoming 15, more expensive to buy, but also more efficient, and it will cost you less. So all of these things.
And the light bulbs. Don't forget light bulbs.
Light bulbs.
Another regulated item.
Yeah, it used to cost, you could get, three for a dollar. Now some of them are costing $2, $3, $4, $5. You have some in your house that cost $17 a piece.
A piece, yes.
But
hopefully I'll never have to replace them.
They'll
right?
last forever, much brighter light. But over time, they cost less to use.
You know what the funny impact is of that, though? When the sellers are paying so much money for their light bulbs, when they go to move, they want to take those light bulbs with them because they're going to last forever. And we've never had that before in real estate where the seller wants to take the light bulbs because light bulbs were always so inexpensive that nobody would consider doing that. But now that they are running $15 to $20 a piece, it's like, yeah, I'm going to take them all with me.
Yeah, so we have to declare that in listing agreements. And we've had some people that change them before closing without telling. And then there could be a big disagreement at the closing table. So we have to prepare for those things. That's why you need a realtor, by the way, to address these issues. You do a for sale by owner and that
and you're
type of
on
stuff
your
goes
own.
On.
There is no settling that one.
Oh, me. Oh, my. Hey, when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about a new way to address outdated kitchens. And it's being done on really expensive homes. You got to hear about this. It's quite an interesting concept. It's dealing with a blank slate. Have I piqued your curiosity? Stay with us. We're going to tell you about it after we come back from the break. A blank slate on a kitchen in an old, really expensive home. What on earth does that mean? We're going to tell you when we get back. Stay with us, everybody. Howard here. When it's time to buy your home, you need to get pre-qualified. We recommend Christine Kennedy of Watson Mortgage Corp. She can get you pre-qualified in less than 5 minutes. Call Christine at 514-6969. That's 514-6969. Or apply on our website, www.applywithchristine.com. That's Christine with a K. She'll get you through all the way to closing with great service.
NMLS ID 140780. Florida Mortgage Lender License MLD 716. An equal housing lender.
Hey, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show. We are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services. You know the importance of a home inspection before buying a home. But who should you call? Who can you truly trust?
We recommend the certified inspection experts at Home Pro Inspections because of the experience of their inspectors, an 18-month home warranty, and the Buy Your Home Back Guarantee. Every Home Pro inspection includes a 5-year roof protection plan.
Do what Angela and I do. Call Home Pro Inspections, 268-8211, or visit GoHomePro.com. Want to sell your home in less time, for more money, and without making repairs after the sale? Have your home inspected by Home Pro Inspections before it goes on the market. Since 1994, Home Pro has inspected over 35,000 local homes. Buyers trust Home Pro Inspections.
With an 18-month home warranty and a 5-year roof protection plan, your home will be the one buyers want to buy. Call Home Pro Inspections at 268-8211 or visit GoHomePro.com.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Hello, welcome everybody. Thank you so much for staying tuned with us. So excited to be here on Real Estate Radio.
Hey, we got a lot to talk about in this final segment of the show.
Do you talk fast if we have a lot to talk about? I mean, there's only
12 interrupting
minutes?
Me, woman.
Man.
Oh my gosh.
Done.
Hey, right before the break, we talked about what to do if you have a big old home and a dated kitchen. Make it easier to sell with, and I quote, a designer-ready kitchen. What on earth does that mean?
What's that mean?
Well, instead of turning off a buyer with a dated kitchen and have them turn up their nose when they come in, what do you do? How about give them a blank canvas? That's what some people are doing. What does that mean? Take out all of the appliances, remove all of the countertops, take out all of the light fixtures, take out the cabinets, patch all the holes, paint it all white. Now, obviously, this is only good if you don't live there. It's called white boxing. White boxing. It makes older properties feel newer. Now, obviously, as I said, you can't do this if you're living there. But it's an interesting marketing idea. I saw it once in one of the houses here, a big riverfront property on a 6,000-square-foot home. And when I first saw the picture, I thought, what the heck's going on here? There's nothing in
white
the kitchen.
Boxing.
And then I saw an article about it, white boxing.
But what do you think about it?
Well, I think that for the right house, it may make sense. But for me, it's like, no, not for me. But I'm not a buyer of a, you know, this was a $2 million house.
Okay, so I actually want to say that I think white boxing does better in expensive homes.
Well, that's what it was
because
only for.
Because what happens in expensive homes, in the million-dollar homes, is people come in and they rip out what's there anyway. So you've just done sort of that first labor for them.
Yep.
Because they have enough money to do the newest, greatest, latest, whatever. So that's a great decision for the older, and not even necessarily, you know, just more expensive. Let's just go with more expensive, right?
Yeah.
I think in the lower priced homes, not so much.
No.
Because the people who are buying it are usually using all their buying power that they have to just get into the home. Now, the only exception to that is the 203K loan. That would allow you to buy a home and put in a new kitchen.
Yeah, 203K is a rehab loan. Hey, nobody's called in with a contest, but it's so fun. That I just need to give the answers to this. And the question was, what's the most, what's the thing that people complain about their neighbors the most? So I just got to give you the top 10 because this is just funny. And the number one thing that people complained about was frequently intruding on the privacy of others, like peeping, being a busybody, and showing up unexpected. That was number one. Number two is loud or noisy, whether it's music or conversations. Number three, they don't pick up after their pet, whether unintentionally or deliberately. Number four, they park in a space that isn't theirs, whether they block your driveway or park on somebody else's grass. Number five, has unsupervised children. Maybe they're making noise. I don't know. Number six, they call the police on their neighbors all the time.
Oh, wow.
That'll do it. That? Number seven, they leave notes on the door to complain about you instead of speaking to you face to face.
I don't like that.
I don't like
that. It's cowardly.
Number eight. Now, this is a funny one. They have loud sex the neighbors can hear.
Yeah, that's what my neighbors are complaining about.
Oh, my God. Now, I presume that this is in townhouses or condos, not in single-family homes, unless they're really loud.
Well, houses today are a lot closer together than they used to be.
They are. Number nine is visible in various states of undress, whether that be outside in their underwear or undressed with their blinds open. How about that? Number 10 is a tie. Obstruct the neighbor's view, like with landscaping, fences, or air conditioning units. And the other tie for number 10, doesn't take care of their house's exterior or yard, like with bad paint or bad roof or bad landscaping. How about that? So those are the top 10 complaints that we have about our neighbors.
Yes.
Now, if I were to pick one, I would say it is the number 10. Don't take care of the house's exterior.
Yes.
My next door neighbor, their house looks awful.
It does look awful.
It does. All right.
On any given day, I would like to just go over there and paint it while they aren't looking.
You know, Alan said that the heat index is going to be 107 today.
Yep.
That to me is hot.
Woo!
And the other kind of hot are our hot deals of the day. And Angela, at the beginning of the show, you said this was a Watson open house weekend.
It's the summer kickoff.
And boy, oh boy, we listed a lot of houses in this last couple of weeks. And we got some open houses to do today. So let's get right into it. One of them is in Palencia. We've talked about this one a few times. I'm going to be there today from 2 to 4, 100 La Mesa in the guard-gated part of Palencia. This is a big one, 4,300 square feet, four bedrooms, plus an office, plus a flex area next to kitchen, plus a huge upstairs bonus room, even a balcony, 4.5 baths, so many built-ins, high ceilings, a screen porch, great landscaping, golf course community, elementary school in the community in St. Johns County, $541,000, a great, great value. I'm going to be there.
That is a great value.
I'm going to be there from 2 to 4.
2 to 4 today. That really is a great value for Palencia.
All right.
Absolutely.
The next one just listed yesterday.
Right.
Chapelgate, which is behind Lowe's off of Old St. Augustine Road in Mandarin. You can't see Lowe's. It's just, you know, in that neighborhood behind Lowe's. This is 1,600 square feet, a three-bedroom, two-bath, really well-maintained private fenced yard, open floor plan. And if you're allergic to carpet, there's no carpet in this house.
I know.
It's,
I love that.
All tile.
Yes.
And so great if you have allergies. A new roof is going on prior to closing. It's only $225,000. It's going to be open today and tomorrow. Today, 11 to 1, and tomorrow, noon to 2. All right. And you want to talk about Warwickshire?
Yes. So Warwickshire, it's 9021 Warwickshire. That's in the Briarwood area of Mandarin. 2,285 square feet, two-story. It's on a cul-de-sac street, four-bedroom, three-bath, Florida room that's heated and cooled. It has a pool. It's almost a quarter acre. Goes to Beauclair Elementary. You can walk your kids to school. I love that. Gorgeous floors, new kitchen, gorgeous cabinets. You just wouldn't believe. And the house has, it's a two-story, and it has a front porch that goes the length of the house. Really charming. Dining room has built-ins, big kitchen. I already said that, sorry. Bedrooms all have hardwood floors. The bottom all has tile. Another house without carpet. Gotta love that. Oversized two-car garage on sale for $300,000, and it's going to be held open tomorrow from 2 to 4.
Okay, we got another one in Mandarin on Benjamin, which is in Morningwood. 2,700 square feet, five bedrooms, four baths, plus an office. One of the bedrooms and bath is upstairs, built-in cabinets, fancy lighting, beautiful floors, big front porch, a lanai, preserve lot. It's off Loretto Road. It's 375, and it's going to be open today from 1:30 to 4 and tomorrow 1 to 3. And there's another one in Mandarin. Tell us about that one.
Yes, that one's Heritage Trail. That's off of Scott Mill. It's a big home. It's almost 4,000 square feet. This involves a primary home and then a detached garage. Beautiful floors. This is really, really charming. Huge rooms. Lots of storage. You got to come see it. And there's another one. That one's 435. I'll be there today from 12 to 2.
How about Yulee? You like Yulee?
Love Yulee.
Plumbers Creek. Off of 95, about a mile off of 95, beautiful home, 1,900 square feet. It's only 4 years old with a three-car garage, backs to a preserve, and to a pond. It's value price, $285.
This house has everything.
It's gorgeous in
it. It is gorgeous.
Beautiful, beautiful wood look, tile floors, open floor plan, high ceilings. A coffered ceiling in the family room.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's just a gorgeous home. We're going to be there tomorrow from
2 to 4.
2 to 4.
Yep.
All right. Hey, we love doing this show here. Boy, lots of things occurred today. The Van Wees are here. Hey, you need a professional on your side. Call Angela. We'll be back next week.